Hello, beautiful viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm MJ, and today we're coming to you from the beautiful Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. Today we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. We're going to be taking a look at organic farming and organic shopping. We're going to go on an adventure to the local markets and have a chat to some of the farmers about how they get the food from the trees all the way into our tummies. We're going to chat to some customers as well about why they choose organic and hopefully get some tips on choosing the best produce. So, we better get there nice and early, so let's go on an adventure. What a majestic morning at Noosa. The dolphins are dancing in the waters, coming up to say hello to us. We are making our way to the world-famous Yimundi Market, Australia's largest market and a premier tourist attraction. Here we are at historic Yimundi. It's a small town nestled in the Sunshine Coast hinterland, and it's a bit chilly compared to the beach, so I've just popped on my jacket. The Yimundi markets originated in 1979, where local farmers put their crop on display for the residents to enjoy. Today the markets are held on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and this place is a hub of activity during these times. People will drive for hours to be a part of this event. So let's take a look at some of the organic, fresh fruit and vegetables. So many beautiful organic fruit and vegetables on offer. Let's see, where shall we go first? Let's stop in at this natural organic olive stall and pick up some fresh olives for a yummy dinner tonight.
I come to this market every Wednesday and every Saturday. I sell olives here. I'm the olive guy. My name's Simon.
Oh, right. Nice to meet you, Simon.
Nice to meet you too.
And so why do you think we should buy organic?
Because organic is the way that things have been grown for thousands of years. And we should stick that way, never mind about the multinationals and all the chemicals. And stick to what's good for you.
These olives will be a great addition to the vegan dinner party I will put on. Walking around the local market, you certainly get to meet some amazing people who provide shoppers with an abundance of delicious organic food. Farmers markets are also a nice way to spend the day out with your loved ones. Let's have a look around and see what other things we can pick up. This stall here has a great variety of fresh fruits and vegetables. We stop in to pick up some organic goodies and have a chit-chat with Kelly, one of the many organic farmers at Yimundi Market. Could you tell us a little bit about your stall?
Okay, our stall, we've been here for nearly 30 years, 29. We started with bananas. We're certified organic, the whole property. We grow 90% of the vegetables.
Okay, so is this a local family business?
Yes, we've been in business for a long time. My mother-in-law still comes, she's 78. My father-in-law still picks, and he's 78. And we grow mandarins. We have an orchard as well as the market garden. And my husband and I run the orchard and the market garden, and Nick helps us, my son. And he goes to uni as well. And we've been doing it forever. And, yeah, it's great life. It's what we're very passionate about, organic, certified organic.
And what do you think are the benefits of growing and eating organic foods as opposed to your normal foods?
Organic's grown with no chemicals, no artificial enhancers, no hormones, whereas non-organic, children are fat on vegetables because of what is put into them and what is in the soil. People say that children are allergic to bananas, kiwis, things like that. They're not actually allergic to the fruit. They're allergic to what the fruit is grown in. And with the amount of cancer that's out there, it's coming from somewhere. We're not just getting cancer. It's our lifestyle. And when you go to a supermarket and you see meat, cooked meat has 18 chemicals in it, and it's ridiculous. So, yeah, organic is the only way to go.
We asked Kelly for some tips on how to pick the best produce at its peak freshness.
You can tell it's fresh by the colour. I mean, if you look at it, it's a beautiful orange, or the corn is a beautiful yellow, but you might have lighter green on the outside simply because the frost has hit the outside of the corn, so we take the outside off.
cucumbers, you know, they're a little odd shapes, but it's still, you know, healthy, good, solid. Make sure things are solid if you're buying them. They're not soggy. If they're soggy, they're old. And they're green, you know, a lot of nice green color to them. Not yellow. If they're yellow, they're old. You've got bok choy. You can always tell bok choy's ripe by the color. It's a beautiful green, very white on the bottom. We've got some funny odd little cauliflowers. These were only picked yesterday, but you can tell they're fresh by again, the whiteness. There's no black on the bottom. And they're the first pick. They're always tiny on the first pick. You know, you've got, it's a nice color, looks good, solid. That's the sweet potato. And it always, it looks fresh. Like, I mean, the carrots look nice and orange. They're not faded. And that's how you tell things are fresh. When you're picking them, we go out, we pick it twice a week, every week. And we pick the tomatoes just a little bit behind because they ripen up at the market. They've got a natural ripening gas. And the same with the lemons. Like, we pick all the ripe lemons twice a week. Mandarins, of course, you can tell the color because they're orange. If they're not orange, they're not sweet and they won't taste any good. And we sell heaps of mandarins. Other than that, it's just a matter of knowing. I mean, you get used to it. We sort of pick lettuce and you just know what color it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, picking pumpkins, you've got to be careful and make sure they are, the little tassel has actually died off before you pick them, or they will be green inside.
Okay. Thank you.
Nature provides us such a rich assortment in the rainbow of fruits and vegetables. Indeed, being vegan opens us up to more new ideas and creativity when it comes to eating. Thank you, Kelly. It's great to learn more about organic farming. Now we know exactly what to look for when selecting organic produce. While browsing the stalls, we happened upon two little organic shoppers.
Do you like buying fruit and vegetables at the market?
Yes.
Do they taste better?
Yep. Tastes better than chocolate and icebox. Fruit is very healthy for you.
Yes, it is. Tell me about your veggie garden at home.
This little one told us about her homegrown organic garden. It's never too early to start living sustainably.
Well, we grow capsicums, and we used to grow some beans, and we used to grow lots of tomatoes in a plant. And
how do you look after the veggie garden?
We water it and make sure it's gone in the sun.
Yeah.
And I've got pawpaw seeds at home that I've been growing for about 3 months.
Ah.
And they're in a pot and they're about that big now.
Well, we've met some lovely locals and sampled some beautiful fresh organic fruit and vegetables at the original Yimundi markets, where they make it, bake it, grow it and sow it. Next, we're off to the Noosa Farmers Markets, but first we're going to take a quick stroll in the National Park, so please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back, benevolent viewers. As you can see, we are now at the Noosa Farmers Markets. These markets are not as old as the Yimundi markets, but they are certainly just as popular. These markets claim to showcase the finest and freshest of regional produce that the Sunshine Coast has to offer. So, got no time to spare, let's get in there and see what yummy treats they have. We are so lucky to have these local markets to get all our fresh, organic goods. The Yimundi markets are more established and have more on offer, but this one really showcases the harvests of local farmers. And the local citizens know that,
So we got here early while the good stuff is still available and the market is not quite as busy. What to buy? What to buy? I go through my mental list of ingredients I need for the vegan dinner party tonight as we carouse the different fruits and vegetable stalls. After our great chat with Kelly at Umundi, I have a pretty good understanding of what is the best to select. It's always exciting seeing how newly picked the produce is at the local markets. Everything used in looking after the organic plants are pure and from nature. So healthy and nutritious, you can really taste the difference. Especially in preparing a luscious vegan meal, you want the best ingredients you can find. Plus, another great thing about shopping locally is that you are supporting your friends in the area. We help keep their organic farms flourishing, and in turn, they offer us the most tasty fruits and vegetables to share with our family and friends. The fruits and veggies don't spend as much time travelling on the roads, which keeps our earth cleaner and ensures our food literally comes straight from the fields. Organic foods are grown and harvested without the use of pesticides. We can rest assured that we are eating what nature intended and not synthetic chemicals that are harmful to our health and the environment. Recently, I read a report by Rodale Institute, the longest running study on organic agriculture. Not only does organic farming keep soils more fertile, if these natural farming methods were widely practiced, these healthy soils can sequester nearly 40% of all carbon emissions. Furthermore, if you want nutrition for your money's worth, organic produce is said to contain a wider abundance of vitamins and minerals. The University of Texas, Austin in the US found that non-organic foods nowadays have almost 40% less nutrients than before due to worsening soil conditions, quicker harvests, genetic modifications, etc. It seems organically grown vegan foods are definitely the key to sustainable living for ourselves and our precious planet. It's no wonder organic foods have grown so fast in popularity lately, witnessing as much as a 20% gain in sales. Imagine how lush, beautiful, and kind our earth would be if we were all vegan and supported our local organic markets. I think this is enough shopping for a day. I got some great, fresh, organic fruit and vegetables, and we're almost ready to get this delicious vegan feast on.
Well, our time here at the markets is coming to an end. I hope you've enjoyed all that the local farmers have to offer as much as I've enjoyed buying it. Now, I've still got one more treat for you, so let's go. Okay, I'm starting to get a little bit hungry now, so I'm going to take some of these lovely, fresh snow peas and tomatoes inside to make myself a yummy salad. I hope you've enjoyed our show today here on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Let's do all that we can to support our local, organic, fresh fruit and vegetable farmers. Please stay tuned today for Between Master and Disciple here on Supreme Master Television. May we all enjoy the fresh fruit and vegetables that our beautiful earth provides for us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.